This is radio station KAYT. Gina Alexandria. 88.1. Gospel Radio, serving all of Senla at 88.1.
Transformation. Transformation Full Gospel Baptist Church. Welcome to Transforming Lives by Faith, a teaching ministry for the Church of Transformation. Full Gospel Baptist Church, Greensville. And this is your radio pastor, Ernest J. Arthur, Apostle of Hope, your mind doctor. Friends, 208 is a year of divine shift, shifting from stagnation to transformation as your minds are transformed. Get ready. Get ready for a new beginning, saints. It's truly fertile to resist the word of God. Therefore, shift from fear to faith and be transformed from a defeated world to a beautiful, balanced butterfly. Shift from fear to faith. A mind is a terrible thing to waste. Here's the doctor, Pastor Ernest J. Arthur.
We're going to begin a new series of teaching this morning. The basic chapter and verse is going to be 2 Timothy chapter number 1. So turn there, please. We're going to read the basic scripture, the basic verse. And we're going to talk about three entities that God have announced in the Word. Something that we need to understand. That is 2 Timothy chapter number 1. When you get there, say, I got it, Pastor. Anybody need some more time? Let me know. The rapture is not scheduled, so we're not going to be concerned with it. Amen. Do anybody here need to get saved? I just want to know. Ask a question. In the book of 2 Timothy 1 and 7, we read this. For God has not given us the spirit of fear. For God has not given us spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. We're going to take this scripture and look at it for what it says and realize something. We're always worried about what God is going to give us. We're praying, asking for God for the things we already have. How many know once we recognize what we have, we won't be begging all the time for what we already have? I believe everyone in here had a bed to sleep in last night. So I don't think anyone is sitting here wondering where I'm going to sleep tonight. You already have a bed. Just go home and go to bed. Amen. So we're looking at what God said this morning, and we're going to hone in on that. The Bible says once again in that 7th verse, for God has not given us the spirit of fear. Well, if you got it, it came from somewhere, but it didn't come from God. I said, if you have the spirit of fear, the spirit of timidity, the spirit of cowardness, that did not come from God. How many know there are Christians afraid to go outside at night? Amen. There are Christians afraid to turn the light off at night when they go to bed. But how can that be? We just learned that fear is a what? Spirit. Fear is a spirit. Well, God didn't give it to you. If God didn't give you that spirit, where did it come from? And who gave it to you? Who is God's arch enemy? Who is your arch enemy? The devil. So if it didn't come from God, it came from the devil. But God didn't give it to you. And if God didn't give it to you, the Bible says in the book of Luke 10:20 that all spirits are subject to you. Amen. Then if all spirits are subject to you, why are you afraid of something that you can whip? God said, I didn't give you that, but you got it. Where did you get it from? Well, no, it didn't come from him. It came from the enemy. But God said there are three things that my spirit did give you. Now, notice now we're talking about spirits. So in this verse, we see indication of there are two spirits. One that give the spirit of fear and the other give the spirit of love, of power, love, and a sound mind. Well, sound mind. Now, that's what we're really going to deal with in the end result. But this is going to be a three-part series. We're going to talk about power. We're going to talk about love. Then we're going to end up talking for the next 4 or 5 weeks on a sound mind. Because there's a question. Are you in your right mind? Are you in your right mind? Okay. Wouldn't that be a question?
Yeah.
If I don't love the Lord, I'm not in my right mind.
All right now.
If I'm shooting dope in my arm, I'm not in my
right mind.
Yeah. If I'm shooting up Demerol, and the other thing that Michael Jackson was shooting up and taking, I'm not in my
right mind.
Come on, somebody. So the question is, are you in your, well, someone said, well, Pastor, let's see that in the Bible. Are you in your right mind? It's about, okay, turn the book of Mark, the book of Mark, chapter number 5, and we're going to read that particular statement. Mark chapter 5, verse 15. And let's see what the Bible says here. Because we need to encounter someone when we don't know what to do. We need to know who to do it with or who to go seek to do it. That somebody got what you need.
Amen.
And we're going to see who had what this man need. Mark chapter 5, we're going to begin reading. Are we there? In Mark chapter 5, we see here that Jesus had just came across the sea, had some trouble with the disciples. They full of fear. They said, Master, care not that we perish. We see the power of words. Jesus spoke to the storm, and the Bible said it stopped in its track. Peace, be still, Jesus said. But he came across for this man that was possessed by a legion of demons. And we know a legion in the Greek army, correction, in the army, in the Roman army, was about 6,000 soldiers. Jesus asked this man, asked the demon, what are your name? And they said, legion. Let's begin at verse 1. And they came near to the other side of the sea, into the country of the Gadarenes. And when he was come out of the ship, immediately there met him out of the tomb a man with an unclean spirit. Anybody living in the graveyard is out of their mind. I got one amen and one laugh. I say, if you are hanging around the graveyard night and day, you are out of your mind. This man was hanging around the graveyard, who had been dwelling among the tombs, and no man could bind him, no, not with chains. Because why? Because he had been often bound with feathers and chains, and the chain had been plucked asunder by him, and the feather broken in pieces, neither could any man tame him. Why? Because he was out of his mind. And always day and night he was in the mountains and in the tomb, crying and cutting himself with stone. If you're cutting yourself with stone, you're out of your mind. But when he saw Jesus fall, he ran and worshiped him and cried with a loud voice and said, what have I to do with thee, Jesus, thy son of the living God, thy son of the most high? I adjure thee by God that thou torment me not. The demons knew who Jesus was.
All right.
They knew his power, his capabilities, what he was able to do. Demons I'm talking about. What about the children of the living God? The Bible says the Spirit of God witness to our spirit that we are the children of God. But do we know God's power?
All right.
Do we know God's authority? Do we know his capabilities? Do we know that when you ask, he said, it will be given. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and the door shall be opened. This demon said, are you here to torment us or what? Amen. That was verse 7. Verse 8, still talking about what the Bible said. And he said unto him, this is Jesus, come out of that man, thou unclean spirit. And he asked him, what is thy name? He answered, saying, my name is Legion, for we are many. If you have many demons in you, you're going to be out of your mind. Y'all about to say that. I said, if you're filled with demons, you're going to be out of your right mind. So when you are drinking and smoking and catting around and doing all them things, all them demons are going to have you out of your right mind. Anybody listen today? Amen. All right, now we're gonna get to the thing here. Just hang on a minute. We're gonna get there. What is your name? Jesus asked, and the demon replied, Legion, for there are many of us here in this man. That was from the Living Bible. Verse 10, and besought him much that he would not send him away out of the country. Now there were a nigh unto the mountains a great herd of swines feeding. And all of the devils besought him, saying, send us into the swine that we may enter into them. And forthwith Jesus gave them leave, and the unclean spirits went out and entered into the swine, and the herd ran violently down a steep place into the sea. They were about 2,000 and were choked in the sea. 2,000. Listen, can you handle one demon? There was in this one man 2,000 unclean spirits, 2,000 demons, and Jesus handled them with a flick of the fist. Wasn't it a big thing for Jesus? Amen. The Bible said, in my name you should cast out demons. So the question, if Jesus was able to handle 2,000, can we handle one? We see someone in trouble, and we walk right on by. Amen. Verse 14. And they that fed the swine fled and told it in the city and said of the country, and they went out and to see what it was that was done. Verse 15. And they came to Jesus and see him that were possessed with devils and had the legion sitting, clothed, and in his what? Come on, in his what?
Right.
Come on, in his what?
Right.
If you can be in your right mind, then you can be in a wrong mind.
Amen.
Well, now the question is, what caused this man to lose his mind? Because the Bible just said in that 15th verse, the Bible said this, that he was sitting and clothed. If he was clothed, that means at one time he had no clothes on. Running through the graveyard, cutting himself. Couldn't no one tame him? Why? Well, why was he that way? Go back to verse 8. And what verse 8 said? Verse 8 said, for he said, this is Jesus, he said, come out of the man, thou what? Unclean spirit. It was the unclean spirit that drove that man out of his mind. But when you encounter Jesus Christ, Jesus Christ has the ability, because he already paid the price, to bring you out of that condition into your right mind.
Amen.
So if you're out of your mind for any reason, call somebody, let them get you next to Jesus. Jesus can take care of that. I said, Jesus can take care of your problem. Whatever the situation is, Jesus has the ability to do that. The man was clothed and in his right mind, sitting at the feet of Jesus. What do you need? What are you looking for? What have you, or what has you in bondage? Whatever it is, you can get rid of it. Whatever the problem is, Jesus is the problem solver. Jesus can handle it. If the man was clothed, that means at one time he was running through the graveyard naked.
Amen.
Is that right mind or wrong mind?
Wrong.
I think that's wrong mind, isn't it? Uh-huh. Well, listen, if you are shooting up stuff into your arm just to get a high, that's not going to last for a short time, that is. Is you in your right mind or out of your mind? If you drink a fifth of drink, somebody named that stuff y'all used to drink. Fifth of Jack Daniel. Cognac. If you drink a fifth of cognac, get in your automobile and start driving down the road, you are out of your mind because you may meet me on the highway and I'm drinking a fifth and two fifths don't even meet together. That just don't work, does it? We are both out of our bright mind. You had a fifth of cognac. I had a fifth of Jack Daniel. Deke, we both were driving down the road. Can't see where we going. We are both out of our mind. But I tell you what. The Bible just said this man had within him 2,000 demons. I can't even imagine 2,000 demons in one man. 2,000. Somebody said 2,000. I can't even imagine 2,000 people in this house right here. 2,000 demons in one man, and Jesus flicked them out with the word. Do we realize that we have that same power? We have the same power. We can do the same thing that Jesus did in that verse. We can do the same thing. Why? Because we have the same power. Go back to 1 Timothy again. 1 Timothy 2, 2 Timothy 1 and 7. 2 Timothy. Let's see what God says here again. I just need to take us on that side trip to let you know you can be out of your mind. There are certain things that can run you completely out of your mind. Your wife will leave you and you will go out of your mind. Your husband will leave you and you will be stone crazy.
Amen.
Y'all know what I'm talking about. Some of y'all didn't have that happen to you. Come on. Your boyfriend, walking to the schoolyard one day and he talking to somebody else. You just go stone crazy. Going back to the house. Don't even go to school. Yeah, I know what I'm talking about. Ow. Oh, glory. Are we back to Timothy again? Now, the Bible said in 2 Timothy 1 and 7, for God, somebody said for God. What we are about to read next is something God did not do. God did not do what we were about to read. For God have not given us the spirit of fear. That means somebody, when you are operating in the spirit of fear, somebody gave it to you.
Amen.
And it wasn't God. When you are constantly operating in fear, somebody gave it to you, and it wasn't God. But then God said this. We're not going to concentrate on that part. We're going to concentrate on what he said next. For God has given you a spirit of power, love, and a sound mind. A spirit of what again? Power, love, and a sound mind. If I that means if you are born again believer, you already have that.
Amen.
You already have in you the spirit of God, and when God's spirit came in, those entities, those attributes came in with him. Because you are saved in you, the spirit of God gives you the spirit of power, love, and a sound mind. That means you already have those things.
All right.
Well, now, if I already have it, why am I always praying for power? Why am I looking for power if I already have it? Why am I looking for love in the wrong places if I already had it? I have the love to love my enemies. I have love in me now to love those that misuse me. I already have that love.
Amen.
I don't need to look for what I already have. I already have it. I'm not crazy.
Go ahead.
People say, that boy that look crazy. Yeah? And what does that mean? Just because you look crazy don't mean you're crazy, dude. How can you be crazy when God said, I just gave you a sound mind?
All right.
How can you be crazy when God just said, I have given you a sound mind? Sound mind, that means a disciplined mind. Yeah. That means you are in control. You are not out of control. No matter what happened, you are in control. Why? If you have a sound mind, that means you have the mind of Christ. And if you have the mind of Christ, you are a genius.
Amen.
A sound mind. We're going to deal with power first. We're going to deal with power. We're going to deal with that because that's what Jesus dealt with when he was on planet Earth. Jesus operated in power. When Christ walked planet Earth, he operated in power. He was filled with love, and he was definitely in control. There are three promises this morning that we're going to look at, and those promises will give us the knowledge we need to get the understanding that is required to become wise. Anybody ready for that?
Amen.
Amen. Okay. Three promises. The first promise is to, where does this power come from? There's a book in the Bible that where that power was promised. The second promise is this. The promise and time, when will I get this power and what will be the source of this power? What is the source of the air condition? The air condition is running right now and it is putting out cold air, but if you unplug it, although the air condition is still here, there's no cold air coming out. So the air, the source of the power for the air condition is electricity then, isn't it? Right now, if Deacon T go back there and cut the camera off, the camera will still be there, but there will be no flexion or reflection to be seen this evening.
Amen.
So we're going to look at where the source. Then the third promise is, how do we get it? Does everybody have it? Or is it only for a few people? Is it only for a certain denomination? Or is it available for the body of Christ? Or is it available for whosoever? There are conditions that must be met, and we're going to see that too. So turn first to the book of Luke chapter 24. We're going to see the promise, where the promise of power was promised by the master himself, Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ promised his disciples power, unlimited power. The book of Luke. Chapter 24, and we will look at this. Luke 24, the promise of power. How many know if God promised you power, you ought to get ready for it?
Amen.
Not only are you ought to get ready for it, but you need to recognize that you already have it.
Tell it.
You already have power. And we're looking for power everywhere. We're going over here. Lay hands on me so I get the power. Going over here. Anoint me so I can get the power. No, you already have the power. Well, Pastor, how do you know? Well, did not he say, I gave you a spirit of power, love, and a sound mind? That means then you already have it.
Amen.
We already have the power. In the book of Luke, chapter 24, verse 49, this is Jesus talking, and he said this, and behold, in today's vernacular, in today's word, he said, look at here. I send the promise of my Father upon you. To the disciples, he said, but tarry you in the city of Jerusalem until you are endued with power from where? From on high. That's the promise of the power. Jesus said, listen, he was talking to disciples. He said, okay, guys, I'm going to believe it, but here's what I want you to do. I want you to go back in Jerusalem, stay in Jerusalem, wait in Jerusalem until you are endued with power from on high. Well, then that's an indication that man don't give you that power.
Amen.
Man cannot give you that power. Why? Because it comes from on high. He said, until you're endued. The word endued means to be clothed with. The less you put on a jacket, you put on your overcoat, you put on your blouse this morning until you're endued with power. You're clothed with power. You have the same ability that Jesus Christ had. When he cast out those 2,000 demons, you can do the same thing. Why? Because the same power he operated in, Jesus is telling us, go back, hold on, wait up until you get that power from on high. And what I did, not only will you be able to do what I did, but you'll be able to do even greater things.
Amen.
Is that good news? Well then, listen here. We need to stop thinking about and talking about what we don't have and concentrate on some of the things we do have.
Amen.
If I concentrate on the fact that I have been endued with power, you better look out, devil. Huh? I will not be running around talking about look what the devil did to me. Huh? Why? Because I'm endued with power. From on high. And God, do not make mistakes.
Amen.
If Jesus said it, look for it.
All right.
Now, that was the promise. Now, next question is, what about the source of that power? What about the source? What about the name of the entity that's going to give me that power? Turn to Acts chapter 1. Let's look at verse 8. Acts chapter 1. Verse 8. I know that I got the Spirit, so now we must be talking about a Spirit here then, must we meet?
Amen.
Yeah, we got to be talking about a Spirit. Acts 1 and 8. Are we still here, somebody?
Yeah.
Now, listen, I told you guys, you got to be participators, not spectators. I need to hear amen every now and then, because I'm telling you the truth. I'm showing you the Word.
Amen.
This is not my opinion. It's not what Pastor Arthur thinks. This is what Jesus Christ has already said.
Amen.
Acts chapter 1, verse 8. We'll be making somebody's noise in here. The devil that all across the street, because they're not on our property. The devil across the street all said, they're going to be getting out there in a few minutes. We better go and leave now.
Amen.
You know what I'm talking about?
Amen.
Look at Acts 1 and 8. The Bible says this, but ye shall. That's a good word, isn't it?
All right.
But ye shall. It doesn't say maybe. It doesn't say none of the other things that we hear people say. It said, but you shall. Shall is one of the most powerful words in the Word of God. He said, but you shall receive power. When, sir? After that, the Holy Ghost is come upon you. Oh, when are you going to receive the power? When the Holy Ghost come upon you. When are you going to receive the power? When the Holy Ghost come upon you. Have you already come? Yes. Do you already have it? Yes. What are you doing with it? What are we doing with what we already have? You got a brand new car sitting in your driveway, and you're calling somebody to come pick you up to take you to the commissary. Is that crazy or what?